great importance. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden is in Bali, Indonesia for the G20 summit. He will meet one-on-one with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday, their first in-person meeting since Biden took office. U.S. congressional delegations have made recent trips to Taiwan, raising tensions between the two nations. Ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden meets with that country's president on Monday.
We've collaborated to protect our people, including improving our ability to fight infectious disease with the launch of historic pandemic fund.
The University of Virginia is on lockdown following a report of an active shooter on campus grounds. University police said they are looking for Christopher Darnell Jones, Jr. in connection with the shooting. Jones is reportedly a former UVA football player. No word yet on whether there are any fatalities or injuries. Incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win over Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada's Senate race Saturday night, allowing Democrats to maintain control of the Senate. Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was out early Sunday morning greeting supporters at the headquarters of one of the powerful Nevada unions, which did so much to push her to victory here. She gave credit to those unions, but also to every voter who she said rejected extremism. Senator Cortez Masto's Republican opponent, Adam Laxalt, was ahead in early counting on election night, but his lead was gradually whittled away as more votes were counted in Democrat-heavy Clark County, home to Las Vegas and to three-quarters of Nevada's population.
Georgia Bulldogs still holding the top spot in the AP College football poll. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Fox News Live, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose discusses the situation in which someone was pretending to be an election official in the state and burning ballots.
There was an individual who claimed that he was a county election official and that he was burning ballots. Now, we were able to quickly ascertain, A, this person was not a county elections official. And then the photo that he claimed was him burning ballots turned out to not even be from this year or not even from the state of Ohio.
LaRose says Ohio's election process was efficient enough to announce winners on election night. Republican J.D. Vance winning the Senate race and Republican incumbent Governor Mike DeWine winning the gubernatorial race. And on Fox News Sunday, Maryland's governor-elect Democrat Wes Moore gives his thoughts on political rhetoric.
You cannot say that you love the country when you hate half of the people in it.
Wes Moore will become the state's first black governor when he takes office in January. An Iranian man whose saga loosely inspired a Steven Spielberg film has died.
Mehran Karimi Nasseri was expelled from his native Iran without a passport. He eventually was granted political asylum in Belgium, but claimed his briefcase containing his refugee certificate was stolen in a Paris train station. French police arrested Nasseri, but couldn't deport him anywhere without official documents. So he ended up at Terminal 1 in Charles de Gaulle Airport in 1988, where he stayed for decades while locked in political limbo. Year in and year out, he slept on a red plastic bench, making friends with airport workers, earning the nickname Lord Alfred, becoming a mini celebrity and the inspiration for Tom Hanks's character of Victor Navorsky in the 2004 film The Terminal. Nasseri eventually left De Gaulle in 2006, but recently returned after a stay in a nursing home. He suffered a heart attack Saturday in 2009. in Terminal 2F.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.